where the palm trees sway. There's a special show to brighten up your day. From rockin' festivals to Broadway dreams, tune in with Bonnie G, it's a desert scene. The desert scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley is the place to be for all the culture, fun, and harmony. The desert scene, yeah, with Bonnie G.
From Palm Springs, California, this is The Desert Scene, celebrating the arts, entertainment, and culture of the Coachella Valley and desert cities. Presented by the Mutual Broadcasting System, The Desert Scene spotlights local theater, music, comedy, festivals, and more. Now, here's your host, Bonnie G.
Welcome to The Desert Scene. So happy to have you here today. And very happy to welcome to this show, Esty Graham, who is a guest singer for Isn't It Romantic, a fundraiser for the Desert Winds Jazz Band, coming up February 15th. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you. So this looks so much fun. You and Todd Makovsky, who I know very well, who's very talented.
It's fantastic.
Are the guest singers, Isn't It Romantic? It's going to be at the Cascade Lounge at Agua Caliente Casino. Tell us a little bit about this program.
The show is wonderful. It is an opportunity for our jazz band to be featured because Desert Winds is actually a 130-piece all-volunteer band. We have a symphonic band, jazz band, and many smaller ensembles as well. So this is where they are featured, and it is our primary fundraiser for the year. So it's of utmost importance to us to keep the lights on and keep running through the summer and continue with our scholarship program. The show itself is, of course, for being near Valentine's Day. Isn't It Romantic? The jazz band has some great swing numbers, some romantic numbers. Todd, of course, will be singing some romantic tunes as well. And my primary function will be to make sure the show is running smoothly and be Dean's right-hand person. Yeah. But I am singing in the show as well.
So Dean McDowell, who is the artistic director and put this together, started 19 years ago, right? That whole Desert Winds whole concept.
Yes, he took over 19 years ago. We'll be making our 25th year as a nonprofit next year. So we're looking forward to that. But he's been running all of this on his own, taking it from 18 members to the 130 that we have.
Big change.
Now, it's a big job. Yes, it's a big job.
So you are now his assistant right-hand man.
Yes.
And for how long has that been going on?
About 2.5 years now.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been very fulfilling. It's my passion for sure.
So tell me some of the things that you do in that role.
I help Dean keep things organized. I'm the liaison now between some of our vendors and our contractors. And that's kind of a slow transition. I started very simply and the job has been growing. We're trying to take a little bit of the load off Dean so he can focus on the creative aspect because as creative artistic director, that's enough in itself. So all the logistics of keeping everything running smoothly and making sure the musicians have what they need and the stage is set up properly, I help with that.
That's a big job. So I want to talk a little bit about you personally and your career. You've been singing for many years, correct?
I have, yeah.
And where did you start out and what brought you to the desert?
I started gigging at 19 and was able to work in Japan, Aruba, done cruise ships. I lived on Maui for 15 years doing corporate entertainment and hotel lobby lounge work, stuff like that. And I came to the desert after an unintended 10-year hiatus, came on vacation, and it felt like home. The all-inclusive community, the many opportunities musically, I just fell in love and never left. So you're stuck with me.
A lot of people, that happens in the desert here. Tell us about your style. If you had to describe your Esty style.
Sassy, jazz, heavily influenced by blues.
Okay.
So strong female voices.
Mm-hmm.
I like to use my voice with purpose as well. So anything that's going to touch and move someone and inspire them to just be their authentic self and do good in the world. Everything that music is supposed to unite.
Right.
I'm trying to use my voice with more purpose than I did it.
Who are some of your influences, female singers?
Well, I fell in love with jazz at 14 when I saw Lady Sings the Blues.
Okay.
Yes, that Billie Holiday was definitely a huge influence. But I also love Aretha Franklin and Bonnie Raitt, and in the jazz world, Carmen McRae and Nancy Wilson. Some lesser known, the Patti Austin of the kind of pop world. So I'm eclectic. I like the singer-songwriter, but everything definitely has that. I want to make people feel something.
So how did you first meet Dean? How did you connect with him?
Oh, another one of our wonderful, talented people in the desert, Francesca Amari. She opened that door for me. Actually, I call her the keymaster. She's opened so many doors for me. But she sent me an internal email between the Desert Winds family, and they were looking for a band manager. And she said, I have a feeling this might be up your alley. So I met Dean, and it was just an instant. I went through the process of interviewing with the board, and I know, one, being new and being a singer was...
They weren't sure,
I think, because what's my priority? My priority is what drew me to Desert Winds is their scholarship program for kids, because I always felt like I wanted to be more educated musically and wasn't afforded that as a young girl. So when I heard about their scholarship program, that's...
Seal the deal.
Yes. Yeah. And I have a nurturing nature. They call me Band Mama.
Okay.
So I have 130 kids. And at one time I would tease, my youngest was 15 and my eldest was 88. And I do send our band picture as the family photo to my family.
That's great.
It's me and my kids.
So Dean, Dean McDowell, I think he's done a really great service for the desert, just putting this, keeping this all running.
Yes.
And then diversifying from the main band and then the jazz smaller group as well.
Yes. And they do a lot of community outreach. We try to be present within the community and offer things for free as well. Yeah. Like our Christmas program outside of Starbucks, just really seems to move and touch people. So it's a great family of musicians that are wanting to do good.
So it's the Desert Winds Jazz Band. Isn't It Romantic? Dean McDowell, Artistic Director, Sunday, February 15th, 11 a.m.
Yeah.
At the Agua Caliente Casino Cascade Lounge. Mm-hmm. Tickets $100. Where can people get tickets?
They can get tickets on our website, which is psdesertwinds.org. And just to mention, too, we will have a wine wall silent auction, a lot of gift baskets, gift certificates from local restaurants, and spa services. There's so much that you can bid on in order for us to raise funds. And the brunch is fabulous. Everyone knows Cascades is a beautiful venue, great sound. You can choose your seats on the website, which is new for us. And we've also stepped up the buffet. So really great choice of food and a cash bar. So if you're inclined to have a drink.
There's also a phone number for information, 760-776-2700. Is that right? Yes. So, Esty Graham, Todd McCoskey, guest singers, Isn't It Romantic, Sunday, February 15th, Desert Winds Jazz Band. Dean McDowell, thank you so much for keeping this rolling.
And thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Appreciate it.
And thank you all for watching and listening. If you like the show, please share with your friends. And we'll see you the next time on The Desert Scene.
The Desert Scene with Bonnie G. Meet the stars and feel the beat. From the Coachella Valley, it's the place to be. For all the culture, fun, and harmony. The Desert Scene, with Bonnie G. The Desert Scene's where you belong, with Mutual Broadcasting's Bonnie G. Just sing along. Just sing along.